Srebrenici, ой, полягли, цілі в Литві, їх вояків загін там боронів. Всіх отдав на зиму баранів, то був загін славних
yeah! so nervous, eh? So restless. Stop pacing up and down and come and sit quietly next to me.
I am sitting next to you, Father.
But you would like to be up and pacing around the room. You would like to be wringing your hands. You would like to be praying to God that your family don't make a fool of you and an exhibition of themselves. It's a sham, this sitting modestly next to me in your little monk's robe. I know you, Alyosha. You're my son. For all you wish you weren't. Now, don't protest. Aren't you going to protest? I'm leaving.
Please, he will be here very soon.
Tell me, why do you love this elder of yours so?
Yeah, I know.
He's a saint. The great conciliator, the man who has brought more warring families together than I've had hot... well, dinners. The polite expression is hot dinners. Let us stick with that. We are in a monastery, after all. Tell me this. Do you secretly hope he doesn't come? Dimitri, I mean?
Of course not.
What a sweet little creature you are. So like your mother. Dimitri's mother was a hellcat, but my father better in bed. It's a sad fact that that's always the way.
I don't mind when you say things like that.
Dimitri is a dirty, blood-sucking devil. Do you mind if I say that? Well, it's not quarrel. Actually, the real reason I agreed to come wasn't to find peace and reconciliation with Dimitri. No, it was to see this holy man, this elder, this living saint, my beloved Alyosha has fallen in love with.
You will like him, truly. Even the most hardened sinners leave his presence smiling like children.
Why do people always say such sentimental things about children? I never do. Every son is born with a spade in his hand ready to bury his father. Even you. Yeah, even you.
That's not true.
You think you're not a sinner like everyone else? That's the crime of Lucifer. Pride. He was God's favourite son, as you are mine, today at least. I'm ringing for some brandy.
I could ask for some tea.
Tea? What will this spiritual marvel say when we lay our family's nasty little quarrels before him? He must have some notion. This whole gathering was your idea. Do you imagine Dimitri and me weeping on each other's necks while a chorus of monks sing hallelujah? Did he ever shut up, by the way? Sets my teeth on edge, the singing. I hope I behave myself. You will correct me if I say the wrong thing. Now, I wish you would. Oh, how I long to be corrected. By a nice, stout peasant girl. No, not by you.
He won't mind what you say.
He won't? He's unshockable, is he? Well, don't worry. When he comes, I will throw myself at his feet and weep all over his embroidered slippers. I will abase myself. I will crawl across the floor on my belly.
There's no need for you to abase yourself.
In there? Oh, good.
Don't be angry, Father.
Why does a boy think I'm angry?
I know how it is with you. You act the buffoon just so you can despise the men who laugh at you even more.
Even more than what?
Even more than you do already. Perhaps as well, you are ashamed and punish yourself.
What in the name of the devil do I have to be ashamed of? I am a rich man. Besides, in your heart, you're as much a sinner as I am.
I know.
Are you indeed? Confess your wicked deeds to me, Alyosha. Eh? Come on. I will outdo you. I will outdo all three of my sons. You are merely the shadows I cast. I am the origin of you all.
When Dimitri comes, you will try. You will try to find a way to end your quarrel with him for my sake.
For your sake, I will do anything. What are you told the elder our quarrel is about?
Dimitri's inheritance. Nothing more. There is nothing more, is there?
Go kiss your father. I will enjoy this.
Father, is there something...
The elder Zosima.
Bravo! Bravo! What a delight! What a delirium of the senses to finally clap my eyes on you at last, Reverend Holy Father. That's why I clap my hands, so that my whole body can unite in a chorus of praise.
Sit down. My dear friend, sit down.
Shouldn't I crawl across the carpet first and kiss your sacred slippers?
Father.
Yeah?
Fyodor Pavlovich, it is an act of great generosity that you've come here today for the sake of your family.
Generosity? Do I have to pay you as well? You monks, you're all the same. He has a nice face, I grant you, Alyosha. I will sit down. I will sit down, Your Honour, here on this lowly chair.
That is the elder's chair, Father.
Sit and be welcome. Is your brother here yet, my son?
Not yet.
Ivan is coming as well. That's my other son, the atheist. A real Bible-burning atheist. You met many of those. Perhaps you're one yourself underneath all that pious flummery, eh? Lovely word, flummery. Underused.
Ivan is coming.
You will find, my son, that I'm still in control of events. I'm not your puppet. I told him to come.
Well, I spoke to him this morning. He didn't say anything.
Ivan doesn't tell you everything.
Your guests are here, little father.
The curtain raiser is over. Now let the main act begin.
Let them enter. Welcome. You are most welcome. My blessing on you both. In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost.
Introduce your brothers, Alyosha. The well-dressed one with the supercilious smile is Ivan. He comes to us from Moscow.
And what is it you do, young man?
I was a student until recently.
Now he's a leading light out there. A writer in literary magazines. If you can imagine something so dizzyingly eyebrow.
And you have come home to spend time with your family. That's what Alyosha says.
Yes.
Of course, we are all pitifully provincial, but somehow he endures.
It's a pleasure to make your acquaintance, sir.
Sir? He's an intellectual, forgive him. Reverend Holy Father or Your Gracious Eminence. Those are the correct titles.
Please.
The other one is Dimitri, my eldest, the only child of my first wife. He wants his mother's money. What money? Didn't I lavish it all on his education, his commission to the army, his debts? I've all the facts and figures all written down. Somewhere.
Alyosha, tell Elder Zosima I am sensible of the honour, that I appreciate it. It will all do no good, but tell him and explain to him.
Will we begin with a prayer? Let us bless the womb that bore Elder Zosima. Let us bless that womb and the breasts that gave him suck. Let's bless those, especially.
You are disgusting.
You're drunk.
Alyosha, we should leave. Nothing will be achieved. It will be just another squalid row.
Don't go yet.
Let us all be seated. My friends, it is all so simple, so plain, so straightforward. You must love one another. The sons must obey and respect their father, and the father must love and cherish his sons. A child could tell you that. Why have you come to me?
I want my money. It is mine, and this fiend, this devil, this father has stolen it from me.
Dimitri, please.
Look at him sitting there smirking. He's enjoying this.
Father's promised me that he will try to resolve this argument. He's promised me, Mitya.
He's quite right, Adige. And what was I thinking of? Ivan! Say something. What an aloof little laddie you are. Ivan, at the very least, explain to the Reverend Eminence why you do not believe in God. He writes articles that prove he doesn't exist. My son is a nihilist, whatever that means. The French are to blame for it, as they are for most things. I'm digressing. I love digressing. To return to the matter in hand. The truth is, Your Holiness, Dimitri wants to squeeze the last few rubles I've set aside for my old age from me. He wants me to disinherit my little Alyosha and my poor Ivan here. He wants me to ruin his brothers so that he can live a life of debauchery. That's outrageous. That's what I call it. What would you call it?
My mother was a rich woman.
Not by the time I'd finished with her.
God, how I hate you. How I long for
you. Excuse him, Elder. You're very kind to take such an interest in our family affairs. I'm sure you mean well, but...
You're an interfering old fool. I'm merely translating.
Elder Zosima, please read this. I have written a memorandum, a detailed account of my inheritance from my mother and the pitiful residue that my father says is left. Even that he refuses to give to me.
What did you wrap this memorandum in, sausage meat?
It fell out of my pocket as I ran here. It's mud, that's all.
You can't hand that dirty rag to the Holy Eminence. If you know pride, he's a lout. Give it to me.
No! Oh, you insect, you vile!
Dimitri, please!
We're off at last! Alyosha, go to the door and see. I bet there's a few monks with their ears pressed up against it. Let's give them something to gossip about.
I'm leaving. Should never have come. Perhaps the rest of you enjoy making a public spectacle of yourselves. I do not.
A public spectacle? We already are. The whole town is a babble with Dimitri's debaucheries. I'm jealous. His gambling debts, his drunken orgies. Do you know what an orgy is, Holy Father? I've some lovely pictures at home I could show you. No? His money is gone and now he seeks to extort more from me. Shameless ingrate. And that's not all he is. Innocent Alyosha doesn't know the half of it, does he? Mitya! Poor girl. Now
you be quiet or I swear to God...
What is he talking about?
What am I talking about? Katerina Ivanovna. That's what I'm talking about. Ask him why is he breaking the poor heart of that poor, beautiful girl, his fiancée. Actually, she's not in the least poor. In fact, she's an heiress, which makes it all the more shocking.
Don't you say her name. Don't sully it with your dirty, disgraceful mouth.
Poor Katerina.
Come, Mitya. Sit here beside me. Helda, you must stop this. Why don't you stop this?
This is why your father agreed to come, to say these things.
What?
I would be interested to hear why Katerina Ivanovna's name has been mentioned.
Would you? Why? First, let me explain who Katerina is to his saintliness here. She is the daughter of Mitya's old colonel, a decorated war hero. She's an orphan, an heiress, and here, all alone in our town.
It's enough!
It's never enough! Does my son behave honourably to her, does he? Or does he spend all his
this
time...
This is my last warning.
No, sit, Ivan, help
his
me.
His time and his money trying to buy the favours of Grushenka, our local seamstress. I use that word as a polite euphemism. He spent a fortune on Grushenka, and all she does is laugh at him.
Grushenka?
That... We both laugh at you.
Not as much as we laugh at you. Do you think that any money in the world will persuade her to sleep with you, you wretch? That's what he wants at his age.
He's disgraceful.
He's right. Our boy is right. It's all so disgraceful that even I must bow my head in shame. It's true, Holy Father, that we are rivals, my son and I, for the favours of a woman of ill repute. That is the real basis of our terrible quarrel. We are Karamazovs. The money means nothing to us. Pleasure is everything. Gross, carnal pleasure.
Is this true?
Of course it's true. Look at Dmitri's face. Does Katya know anything about this?
Yes. Alyosha, listen to me.
Yeah, this isn't quite the scene you'd planned, is it, my Alyosha? Which is a pity, but my version is much more dramatic and excited. I must say, the Elder's been something of a damn squib. I thought he'd add something more to the proceedings.
Open the window, someone. He's going to faint. You're ill.
No, not ill. Not at this moment ill.
I should never have come back to this town.
But you had to, didn't you? All those radical little outpourings were getting you noticed by the authorities, weren't they? I know all about it.
Help me to my feet, Alyosha, my dear son.
I'll take his other arm if you like.
It's all right, I'll take him to his cell. No, no, not that way, Elder.
What's he doing on his knees in front of our Mitya?
I don't know.
I give my blessing to you all. But to you, Dmitri Fyodorovich, especially.
Why? I have done nothing to deserve it.
Well, don't cry, Elder Sosima, sir. It's just the way we carry on. The poor man's upset. Oh. Don't look at me like that, Alyosha. It was all a bit of harmless fun.
Come to your cell now, Elder. Please.
I'll open the door for him. I can be helpful. Elder, seriously, I'm a little afraid of my sons. Tell me, what must I do to protect myself?
Repent.
Repent? Repent? What the devil does he mean by that? Oh, well, we've had our fun. Time to go home, boys.
We're nearly there. Across the garden. Oh, no.
I know. I know, women are absolutely forbidden to be here. But I had to come.
The boundary is at the end of the path. You are quite welcome here.
Oh. Elder Zosima is exhausted. I'm taking him to rest. Excuse us.
The time for rest certainly approaches, but in the meantime, can't I ask Mrs. Koklikova how her daughter is?
I'm sorry.
Hello, Alyosha. How nice you look in that robe. Ridiculous, but nice. Look, Mama, he's blushing.
I'm not blushing.
I had to come. I had to see you. I have been running round the town singing hosannas in your praise. Do you see her,
Mama?
Isn't she marvellous? And it's all thanks to you and the prayers you said over her on Tuesday. She is entirely cured.
She is still in the bath chair?
She has slept right through three nights without one of her fevers, and this morning she stood up for 15 seconds on her own, holding on to nothing.
It was 7 seconds, and I was holding on to the sofa.
She contradicts me all the time. It's wonderful. You are a miracle worker.
I am very glad that Lisa is feeling better, but that is due to God's goodness and has nothing to do with me, my friend.
Absolutely it has, and I will proclaim it from the rooftops. Let the envious beware. Oh, some of the monks are the worst. They say you aren't a saint at all, that you are puffed up with spiritual pride. They say all sorts of things against you. I would like to box their ears.
Perhaps they are right. Perhaps I am guilty of spiritual pride.
You're not.
No one thinks that.
Well, no one worth considering. Tell me, though, is it true, Blessed Father, that you yourself are very ill?
Yes.
I don't understand. If you're ill, why don't you cure yourself? God would want you to. What is the matter with you, Lisa? Stop annoying everyone by pulling those faces.
Do you remember when we were children, Alyosha? Before my legs got bad, you would sit me upon your shoulders and we would play the most marvellous games.
I can't think about that now.
No, of course not. I believe I will be able to walk again one day. That's all I want to say.
You will?
From his own lips, he has spoken. Let me kiss your hand. That's a promise.
There is no need to kiss my hand.
Alyosha?
I'm very sorry, Lisa. It's just at the moment things are very difficult. There's been a dreadful row.
I have a message for you.
For me?
From a lady. From a beautiful lady. Much prettier than me.
Who is the message from?
I'm teasing him a little. He's become so tall. He looks down on me so. Don't deny it, Alyosha. You wish I would just shut up.
It's from Katerina Ivanovna.
What?
She wants you to go and see her. She wouldn't tell us why. A woman with a most imperious manner and yet so young and so vulnerable. It's impossible to take offence at her.
Not for me, it wasn't.
She wants to see me. Why? I mean, I can't go. I can't leave the monastery. I can't leave the elder. You must tell her...
That he will come and see her very soon. His time here is ending, as is mine. You will excuse me, my dear friends. I must go to my room and prepare myself and prepare Alyosha for what is to come. No, leave the window open.
It's too cold for you.
I like to feel the air, to hear the birds singing. My poor boy, that was distressing for you. And I'm afraid I must upset you even more. It is time for you to leave here. Oh. It is time for you to go back to...
No, don't say that. Don't talk at all. Rest.
Alyosha, listen. You cannot stay here. You cannot hide here any longer. Your family needs you. That is what I saw today. I can't help them. No outsider can help them. Besides, you are not meant to be a monk.
But that's my dearest wish. To stay here and to serve you.
Your wish should be to serve God, not me.
I can't go back, not even if I wanted to.
You have taken no vows.
I don't want to go back. Everything is ordered here. Calm and beautiful. The prayers... The music? I even love the fasting.
You are here because you are afraid. Oh, what are you afraid of?
I want to be a good man. I see my father and poor Mitya, how they live, and I know that underneath it all, I'm like them, exactly like them. Perhaps Ivan is different. I hardly know him. They sent us to separate schools. But I am a Karamazov, in my blood and down to my bones. I can't trust myself.
Good. Trust God, not yourself.
Let me stay with you.
How can you stay with me? You know, my dear child, I will be dead very soon.
No, please don't.
It will be a relief. I am happy to go. It is wrong, perhaps, but I long to be free. Oh, don't worry. I will not desert the battlefield before my time. I won't, and neither must you. I cannot help your poor, turbulent family. You must do it. In my name, if you like. You are my son as much as you are his. I feel that. You must go out into the world and discover your nature.
Is that your command?
Go. Seek out your brother Dmitri and speak to him. He needs you. He needs you very much. I fear for him. Go. Now.
Ah, there you are, Alexei Fyodorovich. The abbot has sent me to...
The elder is resting.
He sent me to inquire after the health of our esteemed little father.
Why do you use that tone when you speak of him?
Tone, Alexei Fyodorovich? What tone do you mean?
You're not to go in. You're not to disturb him.
I have taken my vows. I have taken my vow of obedience... I will obey the authority of those placed above me. I will obey the authority of the Father Superior. I will go in.
No, no, you won't.
This is what comes of it. This nonsense of living saints and holy elders. Brother Zosima is an ordinary monk. He has no legitimate title.
Except the one God and the people have bestowed on him.
Stand aside.
He is sleeping. Let him sleep.
Will you stand aside, or will you defy me?
What I would like to do is strike you to the ground, but I don't. I won't. Despite the fact I rather think you'd like me to.
You wouldn't dare strike me. They would expel you instantly.
I'm leaving anyway.
Well, it was always a joke. A Karamazov in monk's clothing. Had enough of it, have you?
I'm leaving because he told me to go. The elder told me to go. I have to help my brother.
Which one? The drunkard beast or the filthy, free-thinking revolutionary?
Please, let the elder sleep.
He'll forgive me for waking him. He's a saint, after all.
The day is coming when everything will be proved. Everyone will know he was a saint. And what will you feel then, Judas?
He's not in, the old one, your father. He came in before, sweating and swearing as ever, and rushed out to make a little trouble in the town. He's looking for that brother of yours. Not a proper row unless half the population hear it. He likes nothing more than screaming himself hoarse. Soup?
No, thank you, Grigori.
Pull the other one up at your mother's grave last week. He might have washed the headstone while he was there. Is it true he's turned Jew?
No, Ivan isn't a Jew. He was up at our mother's grave.
I've said that. You want the summer house.
The summer house?
That's where he is, the one you're looking for. I told him to hide there, keep away from your father.
Dmitri.
And if you see Smerdyakov, tell him his mother says soup, and I say the wood wants chopping.
Oh, thank God you're here. Come in. Come in. Keep your voice down.
It's you that's shouting. Oh,
that's me, isn't it? I can't even listen to my own good advice. Did anyone see you?
Grigori told me where you were.
Oh, he's a good man. You're a good man. We are all good men, aren't we?
Have you been drinking, Mitya?
I'm cursed.
No, you're not.
Why do you think that holy man of yours knelt down before me? I am cursed. He saw it.
He could see how you suffer and wanted to give you his especial blessing.
Is that what he told you?
No. To be honest, I forgot to ask him.
Oh, you are always honest. I am a scoundrel.
You're not.
Well, you're either an angel or an idiot. No, not an idiot. An innocent. Anyone else would look at me and see a broken-down ruffian, military boor who runs after whores. That almost rhymes. I write poetry, you know. It's appalling stuff.
Katerina Ivanovna has asked to see me.
Has she? Has she? You were shocked to hear about the other woman. I'm sorry, Alyosha. I embarrassed you. How he enjoyed throwing that in my face in front of everyone. Pig!
Are you really? I mean...
I will finish with her. With Grushenka. That's her name, by the way. The whore.
I don't think you should call her that.
No. Nor did she ask me lots of questions about you. Well, she plans to have you, you know. Yes, she does. She says she'd hang your cassock over her bed as a trophy. Now, I don't want you to sleep with her. But promise me you won't.
I've never even seen her.
She is a peerless beauty. I am talking about Katerina now. Pay attention. Oh. She is frightfully well-educated, very, very beautiful. Proud, passionate, with the most noble ideas. So, Katerina meets me, the reprobate, and decides instantly, one, that I need saving, and two, that only a woman's love could redeem me, and finally, three, that she herself is just the woman for the job. She practically proposed to me herself. She threw herself at me. She kissed me. Oh, real, real kisses. Her father died and chucked in my commission. I came home to get my fortune from my father. See, I told her I had money, you see. I had some pride. And then I discovered that filthy beast refused.
Oh, we won't talk about that. I wrote to her, broke off the engagement. She was here within the week, declaring her undying love for me. It's an insult.
An insult?
But to be loved like that, like a Bible story.
Now, Grushenka, on the other hand, Grushenka doesn't want to reform me. She doesn't care if I drink brandy all day and spend my money at card games. Well, what does anyone else's ruin mean to her? It's probably a consolation. She wasn't born a whore. A harlot. That's the polite term, is it?
So, as you can see, I'm in love. But with who?
This is nonsense.
I know.
The fact is, you are engaged to Katerina Ivanovna.
But Grushenka has said that she will marry me. Now, she'd love to marry me. I'm a pauper. She could do as she liked if I was her husband. Might buy me a uniform, make me act as her footman, ushering in her gentleman friends. The thought of that makes us laugh. They'd give me tips. It'd be a living.
I'm glad that you're going to seek Katerina. Tell her that I bow before her, I wish her well, I wish her every kind of happiness, and that I wish her farewell forever.
I will go and see Katerina Ivanovna, but I won't give her any messages from you. Not while you're talking so wildly. Mitya, we must talk seriously. We must talk about Father. I will speak to him again about your money. I know, that torments you. I will make him give you what he owes.
Money?
I don't deserve any money. I'm a thief, just as much as he is. A pilfering little cut purse, a thief.
That's the real thing. That's the real thing that torments me.
Listen, Alyosha. How I love you. Now listen to me.
Don't have any more to drink.
The other week, Katerina gave me 3,000 rubles and she asked me to send them to her sister in Moscow. 3,000 rubles. Where am I to find 3,000 rubles now?
What do you mean?
The boy asked me what I mean. I mean that I hired a carriage with the money that she gave me. I filled it with friends, and in the midst of them sat my dirty rose, my Grushenka. Off we went, drinking and eating and dancing every villager we could find, and in some that we couldn't. They wouldn't let us in, the villains.
Every kopeck is gone. So when you see Katerina Ivanovna, tell her I am irredeemable. I have the honour to be the most thorough reprobate, and no woman on this earth can save me now. Tell her.
But before that, Alyosha, tell me this. Do you know the meaning of the word despair?
You took Katerina Ivanovna's money and spent it on another woman.
Go to him. Go to my father. Say I relinquish all claims on him. He has my mother's money. Never mind. All I ask is for a poor 3,000. He must give it to me.
And if he won't give it to you?
Then I will seize him by the throat and I will shake it out of him. But he won't, though, even then. Especially as he wants Grushenka. Disgusting! God, how disgusting he is. He knows that I can't get free of Katerina and go to my dirty rose unless I pay the money back.
Does he know about that, Katerina's money?
Well, he will. Everyone knows everything in this miserable little town. Well, they do sooner or later, and us, the Karamazovs, how they love to peck and paw at us. He might know now. Grushenka. It's a pearl. Oh, yes. I might marry her, you know. Grushenka. I might. I want to be rid of both of them.
No, I don't.
I'll ask him for the money. I will. You need to pay back Katerina Ivanovna.
Do I disgust you?
No. Never.
I'm only your half-brother. Ivan is your real brother, not me. Do you love him more than me?
I hardly know him. I would like to know him.
Alyosha, there are some sins that no man can be forgiven for.
No matter what the crime, God will forgive anyone who sincerely, wholeheartedly repents.
I will manage that. I will repent sincerely and wholeheartedly. Once I've done it.
Done what?
You want to save me. And I want you to save me. You have to find a way to stop me.
Stop you from what?
I have the most terrible thoughts. Listen.
I am listening.
No. I mean, can you hear? Hear something? You... My God, is he creeping up on us?
Mitya,
come out. You cockroach!
Put your pistol down, Mitya!
No, don't strike! Don't hit me! It's only me, only me, gentlemen!
Shit, you cough.
How long have you been listening?
Not long.
What do you want?
Not much.
Had one of his epileptic fits last week. His brains have been addled ever since.
I came to tell you something.
Hmm. Well, then tell me.
Now?
Of course now.
In front of everyone.
I've no secrets from my brother.
I've been spying, as you asked. As you promised to pay for.
I have to know what the old man is up to. What do you expect me to do, Alyosha? I know it's a dirty, miserable thing to spy on one's own father.
He showed me an envelope he keeps hidden under his pillow. Your father did. It has writing on it. I can read. It says, "For my angel Grushenka, if she decides to come." He keeps it under his pillow. I already said that. There's money in it. A thick bit of money.
He showed it to you?
He had to. She had to know it was really there, so I could say I'd seen it with my own eyes. The master sent me to tell her that it was waiting for her. 3,000 rubles.
3,000 rubles?
3,000 exactly. I thought you'd like to know.
You're sure it's that amount?
Yes.
It's a provocation. 3,000 rubles, he knows about Moscow money.
Everyone knows about that.
What?
It's a small town, everyone knows everyone's business. Do you suppose there's a soul hereabouts who doesn't know I am the son of the village idiot? Some poor, frozen creature that gave birth to me in a shed.
You mustn't dwell on that.
I won't then. I won't give it another thought. Besides, haven't Grigori and Marthia been parents to me? They have. Excellent ones. I should be grateful. Grateful she died, that is. What sort of a life would I have had with her? She did the best thing for me by dying. Sometimes that's the best gift a parent can give, their death. Thank you for bringing it to my attention.
He wants to drive me mad. It's obvious. Grushenka won't come to him. She wouldn't. Not to him. 3,000 rubles!
The master's back in the house if you want a word.
Words? What use are words? The time is over. I'll put my hands
around
his...
No, I will go in and speak to him. You, stay here. You have to stay here.
I will not endure this.
Smerdyakov, go back to the house and tell the master I want to speak with him.
He's eating lunch. Ivan Fyodorovich is with him. He looks the part, I must say. He doesn't swear. He's an intellectual. I'll put a plate down for you, sir. You could give me a ruble or two for the information.
I haven't a kopeck.
I'll just make a note of it, shall I?
Yeah, do you want me to kick you around the garden?
No.
Go. Now.
Can you work miracles, little brother? I hope so. If he snatches her from me with that money, that exact amount that I stole from Katerina, I won't be responsible. I will do a terrible thing. Do you think I wouldn't?
Don't say such things.
I'll kill him.
No, never. Don't let your mind have such thoughts.
Do what you can. But if you fail, it's fate. I absolve you of all blame. Go to Katerina. Tell her everything. And I will go and find Grushenka. I won't give her up.
Him. I thought it might be my Mitya. I went halfway round the town looking for him. He's hiding. He's afraid. Or ashamed. I'm winning. Now put away that cognac bottle, Ivan, unless our little monk would like a drop. A warming drop. Well?
No, thank you, Ivan.
I confess you something else.
Smerdyakov will make us coffee after lunch. He makes excellent coffee. Your little errand went well?
Oh, yes.
Well, you must eat something, Alyosha.
I'm not hungry.
Pile that plate up for him, Grigori. I want him to be happy. Why can't we all be happy? Now, there's a question, Smerdyakov. Answer it. He's as good as a play.
It's because we're deluded, sir.
Now, that's interesting. I thought delusions made us happy. Are you saying that if we did away with our delusions, if we saw the world as it is, then we'd be happy?
We'd be something. Something different. Who knows what? Without delusions, we'd be like machines or angels. Maybe both. Steam engine angels.
Blasphemer.
Dad's a bit conventional in his thinking.
I can lay you out with one blow, boy. I can still do that.
He can, Alyosha. I've seen him do it. But for how much longer? Grigori and I are old men. Our boys will one day wrest the crown from our foreheads, stab us through the heart. Ivan smiling. Aren't you enjoying the thought, Ivan? Eh? Have another drop. Go on, Smerdyakov.
He's talked enough. He should be making the coffee. He's trying to impress you, Ivan Fyodorovich. That's what he's up to.
Ignore all this, Alexei. You should eat something. You look pale. Is your elder all right now?
I think he's dying.
Nonsense! Why does everyone talk nonsense? Answer that, Smerdyakov.
I do it partly because I want everyone to think I'm a fool, and hence ignore and underestimate me. And partly because I am, in fact, a fool, and talk nonsense whether I want to or not.
The boy's an oracle.
He's a nasty little heathen who won't say his prayers just to upset his mother.
Get out of the room, the two of you, immediately. Who wants to listen to other people's family quarrels? Come on, get out!
Thank you, master. Come on, you.
Good day, gentlemen.
You just say good day, gentlemen. You're a limb of Satan, you are, talking to the gentleman like that.
The devil's just as deluded as the rest of us. We should pity him. Shouldn't we, Ivan Fyodorovich?
Out, out!
Your opinion of Smerdyakov?
I don't have one.
No opinion? We'll invent one.
My friends, my ex-friends in Moscow, would call him raw material. Willing to do anything, say anything. They might find a use for him. That doesn't make him any less despicable.
And yet, he admires you so much. He tries to tie his cravat as you do. It's charming.
Someone undoubtedly will find a use for him when the time comes.
When what time comes?
People call it a revolution. Our long overdue, entirely impossible Russian revolution. He's the kind who tie rope knots in the executioner's shed.
I think that's a harsh judgment.
That's right, Ivan. Pour yourself another glass. He can drink like a true Karamazov.
You love that elder of yours, don't you? You admire him.
I do. But...
But what?
That doesn't make me a schoolboy.
No, it doesn't. I'm sorry if you thought I was being patronising. Look, I am an atheist, of course, and a man committed heart and soul to the overthrow of the state.
Are you really?
I was. I actually was. And then suddenly that belief left me, evaporated. How nice it was to wake up in the morning with the most unshakable convictions...
That's why he left Moscow. The authorities weren't pleased with him for what he used to write, no. And his comrades didn't like this new sudden loss of faith. Not popular with anyone, Ivan. He didn't come back here simply to see his old dad. That hurts.
I wonder if one day I will look in a mirror and see you staring back at me, Father. That's a thought for all of us, Alexei.
I wish you'd call me Alyosha.
Do you? Very well, I will then.
Father, will you listen to me? Please, give Mitya the money. You have enough, please. I will ask you for nothing else in my life.
I agree with Alyosha.
Let me give you a bit of fatherly advice, boys. Seeing you sitting there side by side makes me feel all paternal. Never look at a woman and think her ugly. Oh. They're all beautiful. Even the worst of them. They all have their little personalities, their little tricks.
Take the Wailer, your mother. What a woman she was for praying. The minute my hand went to the bedroom door, she'd be at it. And you know the shocking truth? Only once did I try to thrash all that mystical nonsense out of her.
Oh, God.
Don't listen to him, Alyosha.
What do you mean, don't listen? I'm telling you, I only beat her once. Well, really beat her. You should be pleased, Alyosha.
Where is she? Where's Grusha?
Help me! Protect me! Defend me!
No, she's here. Tell me where you have her.
He's going to kill me!
Will both of you stop this nonsense?
No, calm down, please. I was talking to him. He was listening.
She's here. Now, where is she?
Why do you think she's here? My God! Maybe she is here. Wonderful, it's wonderful. Get him out of the house while I go and look for my little pigeon. Grigori!
She isn't here, Dimitri, I swear to you.
I can't hold him. Ivan, help me!
Tell me where she is, my God! Oh, the sight of your face, how I hate you!
You madman! You utter madman! What have you done?
What have I done?
You must go. You must leave immediately.
He's not dead, is he?
No. Unconscious. Get out. Do as Alyosha says.
Is she here? Alyosha, I trust you.
No.
Oh, I couldn't find her.